Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you, Rachel. Oh my gosh, yes, running around at the last minute. It's wash day, you know, Jenny. Monday is wash day.
I think that's the information everybody on this radio show needs to know.
Yep. I got to get that done. Even when the show is more important, the wash must get done. So
that's
it's
right.
Like this, you know, another adventure in my life. How many loads can I get done? Can I run the washing machine during the show? And Ginny won't recognize.
That's fun. It's fun to make life fun. Everyday chores turn into joyful kind of little puzzles and things if you just have a great approach like you always do, Carolyn. You always make everything fun.
Right. Yes, we are so blessed that we want to give a little hug out to Rachel, who's going through a hard time right now with the death of a friend. And we've all been through that. So it tugs a little at us, but we just bless the fact that we have memories, you know, all those things that we'd like to say to people, but usually it's just best to say, I'm thinking about you. So we're thinking about you, Rachel.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. I agree. Beautiful.
Yeah. So here's an amazing testimonial. Unless you have something to start off with, you and the children.
I'm just excited to see what you have to say on this testimonial thing.
Okay. Now, whoever sent this to me, our wonderful customer service people. It's from Jim. He says, "Hi, Carolyn. You've had a profound effect on my health and the health of my family and various friends that I now recommend magnesium to. Your book is an astounding work, and I'm very grateful for the wealth of information it provides. Thank you. I'm constantly reaching for the magnesium miracle to reference any new condition that I hear about. It has almost become a hobby. For instance, when watching a program in the UK based on GP practices and treatment of their patients and what they are advising during consultations, I'm constantly shouting at the TV, tell them to take magnesium. In about 75% of the patient visits, the doctors spout off a list of meds and some minerals, but never magnesium. It's just unbelievable. Anyway, to my situation, and let me just turn off my email. To my situation, I became suspicious I had a magnesium deficiency after taking vitamin D3 with K2 4,000 units for a couple of months, sometimes taking double doses a day. I had a period of a week where I was having lightheadedness, feeling faint or dizzy upon standing quickly, and sometimes feeling like my heart was racing or had some palpitations, finally culminating in 4 consecutive days of migraines. I hadn't had a migraine for several months before this. I searched YouTube, found a D3K2 video which said, really, you should take magnesium with it. This was the big aha moment, resulting in my journey on magnesium enlightenment and purchasing your book. I immediately halted D3K2, took steps to better my diet and supplements, and did not take D3 for a while until I had improved my magnesium levels. I could tell my magnesium levels were lifted just by how much better I began to feel. Only recently did I get another aha moment when I read another section of your book regarding B vitamin complex. I now take a natural food, B complex, which has made a radical difference to how I feel. Brain fog has lifted, stamina greatly improved. It's wonderful. But also, the evening sleepiness has all but gone. So it seems I was probably also thiamine deficient as well. You've made the journey fascinating, easy to learn, and so worthwhile. You're an amazing woman, Carolyn. Thank you very much. That's very sweet. Now, I don't know if Jim is in the UK and he doesn't know that we have a UK distributor. I know any magnesium is going to help a person somewhat because magnesium is needed for 80% of body biological processes. But for full saturation with magnesium, which is why everybody is here, you do want to take our picometer size stabilized ion of magnesium. Now, in the UK, Naomi at Botanica Health, her website is botanicahealth.co.uk. And I'm sure Melody Rose or Ginny will put that in the chat. So that's our UK distributor. And it's true that their site sells hundreds of products. They sell 18 brands, Ginny, which I can say can be confusing to people who don't know what to choose for their health. But our products are positioned on the first line of their homepage. And I think I, well, let me just go say, yeah, something about the magnesium miracle. The way Jim said it, he looks up diseases in the book. Now, what I've done with magnesium, the missing link to total health, which is half the cost, I think about a quarter of the pages, so it's easier to get through. I've listed almost 70 diseases. I made Melody Lo Rose list them in the table of contents so people could glance through and see the different conditions that are related to magnesium deficiency. You know, whether the FDA likes that or not, it's true. And most of the conditions have scientific references to back them up. So you must start getting this magnesium, the missing link to total health. That's the book you want to give to people for presents or whatever. It's I think it's $4.99 Kindle, $9.99 paperback, free shipping if you're on Prime. And you we really need to get this book out there because every day you find out more and more how important magnesium is, and so do we. Yeah, so I'd say that my superpower is to give you all the formulas you need in a condensed package. So it's not just magnesium. We do have 16 formulas. Two are skincare. One is Remag Remite. One is our protein powder. One is our famous RNA drops. So the first 12 formulas contain all the vitamins and minerals and amino acids that your body requires as building blocks for perfecting your cells and giving you back your health. So we've got our Remag Magnesium, Remite Multiple Minerals, Realign, which has our Bs and a couple of amino acids, which do everything, including detox, Flora Revive for yeast overgrowth, Pico Silver for natural antibiotic, antiviral, and antifungal that goes along with Flora Revive, D3K2 from algae, omega-3, oh, sorry, D3K2, and then omega-3 is from algae. And in the omega-3, I threw vitamins A and E because I didn't have them anywhere else. And they're fat soluble vitamins, so they fit right in with the oily algae We've got pinto zinc plus for infection, pico potassium, which goes with Remag for the heart, Recalcia for people who aren't getting enough calcium in their diet. And as I said, the Remag lotion, Remag balm, and Restructure. So I'm listing them all off because from customer service, I get the impression that people are sometimes just taking Remag and using other products to get the rest of their nutrients. But I really want you to know that these products are created to work together. Several of our capsules and Restructure have our famous barley powder that is dehydrated from our RNA drops. The minerals are all picometer size, stabilized ions of the minerals, making them highly absorbed. We have six mineral formulas, including our 12-part multiple mineral Remite. These are one-of-a-kind minerals that no one else makes. Our Pico Silver and Pico Zinc Plus are giving our customers major protection against infection, but the FDA won't let me say this in polite company. Our capsules are also unique. The Bees and Realign are food-based and methylated. We have a food-based vitamin C and a vitamin C berry powder to give you high dose of ascorbic acid and add a delicious flavor to your mineral water. Omega-3 algae is made from algae because I don't want endangered krill and other fish to be harvested for vitamin D capsules. Our D3 is balanced with K2 that helps drive calcium to the bones. And Flora Revive is a gentle antifungal and pre and probiotic that works effectively with our Pico Silver. It's important that you don't get swayed by the backlash against supplements that keeps on coming. The latest I found was a paper from the cocoa supplement and multivitamin outcomes study. They had the nerve to call it Cosmos. It was published online January 18th, 2024, in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Their conclusion, listen to this, hold on to your seats. At this point, the evidence does not support recommending multivitamins purely for brain health. There is also a cost and potential downside associated with their use. Now, I can't really argue on a certain level because they probably used a low potency synthetic supplement, which isn't going to do much good anyway. But then I thought, what did they use? Probably Centrum, which is made by Pfizer. I looked it up. It took me a while, but they use Centrum Silver, which is exactly what was being pushed at Codex Alimentarius meetings as being low potency enough and synthetic enough and therefore incapable of interfering with prescription medication. Their Centrum marketing page now says that Centrum Silver supports cognitive function and memory. So they misinterpreted the study from which I was just reading. And on Amazon, I went to try and find the ingredients. They touted that it's clinically shown to support cognitive health in older adults. I mean, they'll just take a paper that they probably funded. Actually, I should have looked that up. They probably funded it, and no matter what the results, they just decided to say that they had a study to support saying it was good for cognitive health. The ingredients aren't even listed on Amazon, Ginny, which was crazy. I finally found a list, and what did they have in it? 50 milligrams of magnesium oxide.
Oh,
You need 600. Magnesium oxide at 50 gave me the laxative effect, actually. So that's all they're going to cause. The Bees, of course, are not methylated. Nothing is food-based, of course. The minerals, of course, are not picometer stabilized because we own, we it's not the patent that we own, but we have a lifetime, what is it, lock hold on that formulation. So basically, I call it a kitchen sink supplement. We're mainly for show, so you can see, oh, it's got all these things, but it's also got nickel and tin in it. Now, the only reason I can think it's got nickel and tin is it was just part of the contamination of the minerals, so they just listed it as an ingredient because nobody takes a nickel or tin. And then there's more non-active ingredients, binders and fillers and colors. They've got corn starch, likely genetically modified corn. They've got talc, which is implicated in increased risk of cancer. They've got gelatin, making it non-vegan. They've got something called butylated hydroxyanisole, which has been shown to be toxic to the liver, thyroid, kidney, lungs, affecting blood coagulation, and it's a tumor promoter. Then they've got a couple of dyes, which European countries have restricted the use of these dyes, yellow 6 and red 40. They've got maltodextrin, which suppresses good bacteria in the digestive tract. They've got crospovidone. I have no idea. I didn't do a deep dive on that, but it says abundance of documented cases of serious allergic responses. They've got sodium benzoate, which has destructive effects on DNA, sodium aluminosilicate, used as a food additive. And Centrum for kids contains aspartame, which is a neurotoxin. When you look up under sites about Centrum, people who are critiquing Centrum, and you see the responses of readers, they talk about, well, yeah, I started Centrum a week ago and I've been vomiting ever since, or just on and on side effects. And this is what they used in a scientific study. I will take a breath, Ginny, and let you discuss.
Well, I think the most important thing is to continue to put this information out here because honestly, people who are underexposed and who really don't understand need to know these things. And even though it may sound like a rant to you, I'm sure that somebody's listening or somebody who will hear this replay is shocked to find out how these vitamins are processed. And how they really don't do much for their health. And, this is the thing that you're so good at, Carolyn, is educating people and breaking things down and letting people know really truly the risk that they're taking if they're not investing in the right kind of product. And it creates a sense of false security. It's like when you think you have a boyfriend, but he's cheating on you. And it's the same thing here. If you think you're doing the best thing for your health, and it is an absolute landmine of confusion out there and a lot of marketing. And like we talked about last week, for a lot of these companies, it is marketing. And but for Carolyn, it's medicine. And you really want to go to the heart of the matter and see what is the person. Or what is the organization that's representing these ideas to you actually based in? And Carolyn is impeccably and has only ever been based in natural medicine. And so that's where your trust factor can just go up exponentially. And then it's really up to you to figure out how to incrementally implement everything that she's saying. But I agree with you, Carolyn. It's a billion, billions of dollars in this industry. And if it's just so darn great, how come so many people are still so sick? It's because they're not getting the proper nutrient value in the things that they're using. And we see this all over the place, from Centrum to the stuff they put on Amazon. And it's everywhere. So really hug your bottles very close. And every time you look at your Remag, you open up the bottle and you just pour a little bit out on the back of your hand and you rub it into your skin and you remind yourself that is what picometer full absorption is about, because you cannot do that with a pill or a powder or half of the other whack liquids that are out there. You just can't do it. So, the value is there for you. The opportunity is there for you. And we just want you to take it and we want you to share it because it's so imperative people have these assets right now.
Right, and we're limited in how we can share our information anymore, as we've said before, and it's not so much whining and complaining, just stating the facts. The FDA has tried to hamstring us because they won't let us talk about our formulas in any way, in any tiny way, to say that the vitamins and minerals can help a disease. Supplement companies are being chastised or shut down or put through the hoops. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars we had to spend to protect ourselves from the FDA over the years. So we depend on you to spread the word. And I'm going to say, if you see Centrum on your grandmother's shelf, you better tell them that they're not taking something that's as very good for them. You can discuss our formulas. You can phone our customer service and say, how do I best implement these formulas to my elderly grandmother? And Ginny, let's just dive in there. What would you? I know we've talked about this many times. I mean, we start with putting Remag lotion on the skin and kind of get their attention. And then what would you say is this next step with older people?
Well, with Greg's dad, for I think for almost 2 years before he passed, and he was 88, we would go up there. I'm talking to Toronto, and we would buy the bottled water at the store, couple, cases of it, and we would open every single one up, and then we would drop in the Mag and Mite, and it wasn't, like therapeutic doses like 4 teaspoons. It was enough to just reach that nice little shiny threshold where there's a little bit of something in there, but it's not going to prevent him from drinking it. And he drank them every single day. If we made them, he would drink them. If you tell your parents or your elderly parents or sick family member, you should take this, they're not going to do it. You really have to kind of walk them through that in that way. So that's what we've done. And I know a lot of our people on the chat line have had a lot of experience taking care of their parents and have found different strategies for doing it. But I think prepping their water bottles is probably one of the best ways. And you can also put the sea salt in there for them.
Yeah, and you could put a little dipper of vitamin C reset powder in the water. And by, that taste bump, you can put a little more Remag and Remite. You know,
Yeah,
a
we didn't
tea.
have the, yeah.
I kind of get concerned about people avoiding the minerals because of the taste actually, we might have tried to flavor the Remag, but that didn't go well. So then it was just around the time of the crazy so-called epidemic that we got our high dose ascorbic acid going with the vitamin C reset. Okay, now do you want,
Questions, yeah,
yeah,
the
question.
questions are piling up. So let me get some of these questions done, and then I know you've got some questions you want to answer that came in through email, and then we've got to get to our topics, right?
Oh my gosh, we'll never do it. We'll never do it.
Okay, here we go. Carolyn, I want to begin Remite, but I'm concerned because I once broke out in hives from an iodine contrast while having a CT scan. Will the iodine in Remite be a problem? Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people who've been concerned What you do is start by putting a few drops of Remite on your skin and see how that feels. You could do your whole Remite dosing, 3/4 of a teaspoon, rubbing it in your skin eventually, and never have to take it orally. But you start by on the inside of your wrist, you know where your skin is not so hairy. Actually, anyway, put a few drops of Remite and see how that goes. That would tell you. But yeah, I'm not going to tell you to take it by mouth and check it out first.
Okay, eMusic said I'm highly sensitive to iodine contrast with CT scans and MRIs. I haven't taken the Remite since it came out. I don't have any reaction. I hope that's helpful. So yes, we do have some good success, but as Dr. Dean said, you've got to do the testing of it on your skin first and see how you tolerate it.
Now,
Somebody,
let me see.
oh, go ahead.
Did eMusic say they are taking Remite?
Oh yeah, that's yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, eMusic. Appreciate that.
Somebody else said, can you rub the Pico zinc on your skin? You can rub all the minerals on your skin, absolutely. And the Remite we say place on your neck by your thyroid. But you can absolutely use them all on your skin, 100%. Okay, back to the questions. Where we go? A couple people purchasing the book. Thank you, Linda. So that's exciting. Here's a question. How does Candida yeast overgrowth stop magnesium absorption?
It doesn't with remake. It doesn't.
Okay, very good. So there's no absorptive interference.
Not with REMAG, you put that in your mouth and it's absorbing into the cells immediately. I don't know what you're re referring to. You could give me some more information, but with REMAG, there won't be a problem. And that's why you need REMAG for yeast overgrowth as part of the protocol, along with the Pico Silver and the Flora Revive.
Okay, very good. I think we have a caller coming in to ask a question too. Carolyn, we can take that on your schedule. Just wanted to let you know that that
Well,
person's
let's
asked.
take it, and I'll try not to be. I sometimes talk too long, but let's have a quick call. Sometimes she's laughing. She's laughing. Okay, Rachel, put her through.
I'd say thorough. Come on, Mark, come on in. It's your time for the question. Mary? It's Mary.
I think it's Mark, is what I remember seeing.
No, let me try Mary. Mary, you've got to hit there, Mary.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Go ahead, please.
All right. So I noticed I do have fungus on my large to big toenail, and I have been experiencing some hair loss, like thinning hair, high liver enzymes, nightly rash. My thyroid's off, and I'm getting nowhere with anybody. Just spending a lot of money. I just need a little guidance.
Okay, we can't do medical here, Mary, but
Okay.
I'll do what I would do if I had those symptoms.
Okay, fair enough.
How old are you?
55.
Okay. So, for the toenail fungus, it might be related. It does sound like yeast overgrowth, but with the toenail, it's very exciting. What you can do with that is you get a cotton ball or a cotton pad, and put several drops of Pico Silver, several drops of our zinc plus copper. All three of them are antifungal, and you wrap your toe with it, and you put on a little toe sock, and change that. Maybe twice a 24-hour period when it dries out, and we've had a lot of success with that. The thinning hair. The rash can be yeast overgrowth, and then what happens is, even the liver enzymes being elevated, that can be yeast toxins. I can't say for sure though, because I would look at treating yeast, because what the yeast toxins can do is block thyroid receptors, thyroid hormone receptors, and even get into Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. So personally, I would be doing our yeast overgrowth treatment, PicoSilver, Flora Revive, and our other products as well are going to be helpful, like realign for detoxing. So that's the way we would work it. And what you would do, Mary, is phone up our customer service, email support at rnareset.com, and someone will start a correspondence with you, a phone call if you'd like, and just get you geared up for dosing to support the symptoms that you have, to support getting rid of the symptoms you have. Okay?
So it's doable.
Oh yeah. Oh, of course.
Because
The
right now I
worst.
don't feel that way, so.
Well, the worst is over. If you've gone to a doctor and they've said, "Well, Mary, it could be yeast, or it could be the lack of the nine minerals that support thyroid hormone function, or it could be that you need some detox vitamins," I would think, "Oh, well, then maybe they've already, written you off." But if they haven't said any of those things, you have not been properly diagnosed or even listened to. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Hey, could I ask a question, doctor?
Yes, Rachel.
I did a show the other day, and they talked about a condition called SIBO, SIBO. It's a bacterial infection of the small intestine. And I'm wondering if PicoSilver could be the cure for that, help clear that up. Apparently, because of this infection, bacterial infection, due to taking too many antacids or whatever, too many antibiotics, that an infection has grown in the small intestine, which is then causing all kinds of other problems, including.
Right. Yeah, definitely, Rachel, because SIBO was what they decided to call yeast overgrowth when they couldn't figure out how to treat yeast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the microbiome is all out of balance, and oh, there's too many of these bacteria in the gut, and they keep avoiding looking at yeast. But if you treat yeast overgrowth, you deal with the intestinal bacteria imbalance. And the Flora Revive is necessary in there as well to kill off the yeast part that keeps the bacteria out of balance. So, they just forgot about yeast because it was too hard to treat. Right, Ginny?
Thank you.
That is correct, Amundo.
You're welcome,
Correct, Amanda.
Rachel. You're
Yeah.
welcome. Yeah. Okay. What's next?
Okay. The gentleman who asked about the statement about yeast overgrowth competing with magnesium absorption said that he did hear it in one of your videos. So maybe you were saying that it doesn't compete with magnesium absorption if you have the REMAG or something. I don't know. I've never personally heard you say that out of all the
Correct.
years we've worked together. So it must have been something that was.
Or maybe in an interview, every once in a while, I'll make a mistake or say something backwards, or So I'm glad he asked the question. Just to, I mean, if something doesn't make sense that I've said, definitely ask about it, and we'll try to set the record straight.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Let me
Belinda,
just say it like
oh,
this.
yeah.
Let me say, when I was kind of studying Lyme disease, years ago, Lyme infection needs magnesium to grow, but if you have enough magnesium, it actually defends against magnesium. Magnesium in the right amounts will defend against Lyme. And maybe I was trying to make that association. These organisms require vitamins and minerals for their life cycle, so they can be competing with us for magnesium for their life cycle. Maybe I said something like that. And then, you know, with the nutrients that these organisms use, people say, well, then I just won't take magnesium, so the yeast won't get it. Well, you'll starve yourself as well. The, you know, the solution is to find the sweet spot of how much of these nutrients does the body need to build up the immune system to get rid of these organisms. And we know with REMAG that after 2 or 3 months of taking a good amount of REMAG, the yeast will start to die off. You will start to get that, the rash and the, that Mary was talking about perhaps, and the yeast toxins trying to come out of the system. And it's then when the body needs support for killing off more yeast, not to pull back and stop doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Belinda says, she's just saying she's going to get her sister some berry powder. Very good. You've got to do that. Okay, final question, Mary Manuel, and then we'll go on to the questions that you have written in, Carolyn. I've had an earache, throat hurts, lymph nodes hurt to touch, some coughing. If you were me, what would you take? Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. I will get to that question. This psychic person has figured out what my topic is, or one of my topics. And but just before that, many testimonials from our customer service people, many greats and wonderfuls and thank yous. And this little bit longer testimonial, probably from Amazon, I'm not sure. Someone said I had a cardioversion done, that's probably for AFib, in late May 2015. After that scared the blank out of me, I researched until I stumbled onto Dr. Carolyn Dean's book, Atrial Fibrillation, Remineralize Your Heart, and the Magnesium Miracle. And I was spiritually moved by many of the testimonials. I began to supplement with REMAG in the fall of 2015. I consider it to be a major factor in restoring my health. And then, I love this comment, Ginny. Reordering today to have a backup. And that's what everybody really should be doing. You really need a backup of all our stuff. Do not wait. So here's what I would do with a sore throat and, you know, whatever. What was it, Jenny? Sore throat?
Lymph nodes hurt to touch, coughing, earache, throat hurting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's my cold experiment. Last week, Tuesday, I woke up with a slightly scratchy throat, but I ignored it because I run the Tuesday market, farmer's market near where I live. So I got ready for that. It was pouring rain. Of course, we went out anyway. We were the only vendors out of 25. But two-thirds of our customers showed up. You can, and the farm, if people are interested, you can follow us on Facebook. You probably see pictures of me sometime. Okoa Farms on Facebook. OKOA Farms, plural. And so somehow I forgot to take extra Pico Silver before I left. And I didn't nebulize with Pico Silver before I left. I did take a few ounces of my mineral concoction, and I took my psyllium seed powder, and that was it. And this is interesting, Jenny, when I, you know, trying to figure out, you always wonder, why am I getting sick? At the market, I got very annoyed with one customer who was slightly fuming because someone went ahead of her. And this was in a bunch of milling customers trying to stay out of the rain, crowding in on us under an overhanging balcony. So she was offended because I overlooked her or something. It was very, very interesting. So let me tell you what total biology says triggers colds. It's about not wanting to smell something bad, which translates in translates into this situation stinks. Something stinks about it. Also, a scent conflict, not being able to sense something, not being able to sense what will happen. So that describes to me what this lady made me feel. She left me with a bad smell. So I went home, began taking a huge amount of Pico Silver. I didn't realize it. I was a little bit out of it. I was taking 2 tablespoons every 3 hours, along with my mineral concoction, and nebulizing with Pico Silver every 3 hours for 5 minutes. I just drank hot organic chicken broth with some small pieces of cut up chicken. This went on for 3 days, and my mucus was drying up, and I didn't develop the cough I used to get with a cold. I didn't have a lot of mucus and postnasal drip, and my mucus never became discolored. Now, I don't know. A cough, I'm making a side note for myself here. A cough is the mucus from your nasal passages and sinuses creating a postnasal drip along with the infection in the throat triggering your cough. I think a cold starts and stays in my throat because I had my tonsils taken out when I was a kid. And what was I given to eat to help soothe my throat after surgery? Ice cream, feeding my addiction. Finally, on day three, someone texted me to say that they were upping their zinc plus, because everyone around them was sick. Finally, I realized my mistake, and I started extra Pico Zinc Plus, more than the small amount I have in my daily minerals. I gave myself the excuse that I didn't take it before because I was not eating, because Pico Zinc on an empty stomach can make me feel nauseous. So I took it right after my chicken soup, a half a teaspoon, 4 times a day. After the first dose of Pico Zinc, my full fuzzy head cleared and I felt better all over. So that's my experiment and that's the message. Through the rest of the winter, take Pico Zinc Plus and Pico Silver every day. And then the moment you feel something coming on, take more. What else happened with my cold experiment? I lost 4 pounds of holiday weight because I had no appetite and enjoyed my chicken broth. I also slept a lot, and I'm truly blessed because I have such a flexible schedule that I can sleep when I want. I saw even back in the 1990s that colds were lasting weeks instead of a few days. So I'm sure people are going back to work too soon, infecting others and dragging out their own illness. So is that enough information about how I treat a cold and the lessons that I continue to learn, Ginny?
I will ask Mary if she got that. I think she did. I was just thinking, what do you think about using zinc topically on your lymph nodes if they hurt to touch?
That, I mean, it's not going to hurt, and you can get more into your body if you do some topical application, because I do think it's let's ask the listeners, have they found that the zinc or the Pico Zinc Plus gives them a bit of nausea if they take, you know, I'm not taking a teaspoon, I'm only taking half teaspoon. Does it give them a little bit of a kickback? So we'll leave that. Are we ready for me to go on?
Yeah, just to confirm, Dr. Dean took what she recommended, Belinda, was a half teaspoon 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. Half teaspoon 4 times a day. I've been adding the Pico Silver. Okay, how much should I add? Well, we're not talking about to a nebulizer. We're talking about Pico Zinc orally, a half a teaspoon 4 times a day with food. Or if you're going to use it specifically on your lymph nodes to get some relief, you can just use it topically, and it's not how much. You just take a couple drops on your finger and you would lightly press it into the skin of where around your lymph nodes that are aggravated.
Mm-hmm. And the Pico Silver is also important. I mean, I I've told people that go up to 6 teaspoons a day. I was taking more than that because I wasn't taking the zinc, so I felt I needed more silver. Now I'm down to 6 teaspoons a day of silver. And I'll do that for a couple of more days until all my mucus dries up.
Right. Very good. Excellent. Yes, I started to feel something coming on. I got the tickle. I started pounding the zinc this time. I didn't go with, not saying I didn't use Pico. I just didn't go Pico Silver. I just thought, you know what? Let's take this thing out for a spin. And it was great to just, I would eat a good meal with some good dense foods, like a piece of chicken, or you could put it with something. Don't just take a cracker and then pound a teaspoon or half a teaspoon of Pico zinc. You have to take it with something substantial. But when you do, it's really, really beneficial. And we're not ever going to go back to the standalone zinc. Diana Orlando's asking because it really needs to be combined with copper.
And copper is anti-infectious as well. It really is important. The anti-copper people really get snowed by that whole kind of old wives' tale, unfortunately. You see, copper is very important, and I've talked about it in many places. And I think the thing of it is, if it's Mary that's asking about the her symptoms, it's to catch it fast. I made a big deal about saying I went off to the market into cold, wet, rainy weather. And it's so funny, the week before was also cold, wet, and rainy. And it's the first time Bob has ever said to me, "You shouldn't go out there. It's raining. You could get sick." And then his prediction came true the next week. Isn't that funny?
Well, that was probably some good insight. Yeah, because it's just these days, the whole world's a petri dish, right? It's crazy. So let me just ask you this. I think somebody's asking, should you take peroxide, pico silver, and pico zinc together and put them in like a gargling solution or maybe gargling with them? So would you say that you would gargle with any of those things?
Well, you could do pico silver and pico zinc. I put aside the hydroperoxide. I just don't like the feel of it in my mouth. Before I had pico silver, I would talk a little bit about the hydroperoxide business, but some people get the wrong percentage and whatnot. So if you've got your pico silver and pico zinc, you can just do those. Or if you're doing your pico silver nebulizer, you're getting that right in your sinuses. I've got mine sitting right beside me here, cute little handheld thing. And you just use straight pico silver. I have not used pico zinc. I have not nebulized that. I'm not really interested in doing that at this
Yeah.
point.
I think pico silver is so mild. Pico zinc is intense. It is its own ionophore. You heard a lot about that during COVID with the whole why you needed hydroxychloroquine to open up the cells so the zinc could get in. No, not with pico zinc plus. It is its own ionophore. It will get into those cells of its own accord. And the same thing that the copper that it's dragging with it. So, you don't want to just trust its strength. And then the most important thing, as Carolyn said, is consistency. Catch it early and be consistent.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. So that's enough about colds. I think that's very going to be helpful for people because we are living in a petri dish because the 70% of people around us who have been vaccinated have weakened their immune systems and they're getting sick all the time.
Yep. Okay, Carolyn, you have some things. 10 minutes to the top of the hour. I bet we go over by 5 minutes or so, but we've got four questions I think that you wanted to do, and then a topic you want to discuss. So we'll put the questions on hold for now, and we'll move on with the rest of the show. Okay, Carolyn, thank you.
Yes, these are people that write in before the show, so we must honor them. So Sherry is saying, "I'm still opting to not get vaxxed. or jabbed. It's not a vaccine. It does not prevent infection. It's a jab. And I continually fear getting it. So that's bad. You know, that's not good where the media and medicine have put the fear gene into a person. I don't like that at all. She says, I continue with the complement formulas, Pico Silver, one. She has a big tea here. Maybe it's a tablespoon every day in a water jug. But still, is there anything more you can suggest? Yes, we've just been over it. You get going with your Pico Zinc Plus. And you could probably take a quarter teaspoon four times a day or half a teaspoon twice a day and feel protected, because it's zinc that dives into cells because it's of a picometer size and it takes on the viruses. So that will be your prevention. But fear is your enemy. And I don't know, what do we say about that? I know people who are on their REMAG don't have anxiety and fear. There are reasons why people can be fearful. They're, you know, they have comorbidities or they're run down or whatever. But if you take all your formulas, you could be stronger. And look at me, I'm on everything every day, but I still got a cold. I mean, it happens. Yeah, yeah. I had the psychological being attacked by this. She was a big woman and she was acting like I was supposed to take care of her. I was so offended. It was very interesting. And it's probably because I was on the edge of having the cold anyway. So you look at the psychology of what you're in. People get colds and flus around the holiday season because they're forced in close contact with other people. And it's not just sharing the germs, but it's being irritated by friends and family that you're forced to see. Oh, I don't like this. I don't want to smell this person. And, you know, smell being sort of a euphemism for, you know, I just don't want to be around these people. And you have to be. And your mucous membranes have to take them in and they rebel. So there's a lot going on. I used to call it a beneficial mucus elimination as well. I mean, I had the holidays and then people visiting and we were going out and dining and always having dessert. So I just overloaded and it was time. Okay, questions. Two, I'm following your protocol for heart palpitations. Have not had any in over 6 months. REMAG is a real blessing. My question is about Pico Potassium. I've learned from the chronometer I'm not getting enough through diet. And I just want to stop and thank this customer for doing exactly as we said. It's Kathleen. You look at the chronometer, you find out if you're getting enough in your diet. And she was not getting enough. And she's been increasing her consumption of high potassium foods. However, she needed to supplement. She's been doing so with the Pico Potassium, 2 teaspoons a day. I'm feeling even better, she says, since I began taking the Pico Potassium. I was still experiencing occasional muscle cramps in my feet and hands. These have ceased to exist since beginning the Pico Potassium. I have 2 questions. Does a gram of Pico Potassium equate to a gram of potassium in food? I wonder about this because your Pico ionic products are so well absorbed. I think it's more like 2 to 1, Kathleen, for the absorption of the food. But, you know, when they measure the amount of potassium in food, it's 4,700 milligrams, so that's 4.7 grams in a diet. I have no idea if they mean they're just doing bench research and that's how much potassium comes up on their, you know, testing, because I don't know if they know much about potassium absorption. When I look up studies about potassium food absorption, it may be about 50%. But yes, we know that Pico Potassium is going to be absorbed about 100%. So if you're taking a teaspoon of potassium, it's for about 400 milligrams. A teaspoon of RP of potassium is 400 milligrams, and I say it's more like 800 to 1,000. So t 2 teaspoons seems like a good amount. That's what I take because I have heart, used to have heart palpitations. Second question, is there a maximum daily amount of potassium one should exceed, should not exceed? The information I find from the FDA is there limits on potassium supplements? Apparently, they have not set an upward limit on daily dietary intake. Would like to avoid any pitfalls. Yeah, that it's a difficult one. I haven't been able to find a good answer, but I think we've been telling people just stick with increasing potassium in your diet as you have been, and take up to 2 teaspoons of potassium, pico potassium. I'd stay there. Question three, are foods from the yeast-free diet good for people with kidney issues as well? Is it true that protein should be avoided in the diet with kidney issues, or is it the other way around? Now, I mean, that's a question you could Google. There's a lot of information about this, but in kidney disease, they do say a high protein diet can put a strain on the kidney. And it may be from, they don't know, but it may be, they say, from excess nitrogen waste. You produce nitrogen when you break down protein, urea, or stimulating the renin-angiotensin aldosterone pathways that cause high blood pressure. They can be stimulated with high protein diet. But the problem is we have really no healthy patient group to give us normals from which to diagnose this whole situation. Like what, how much protein can a normal person take compared to a person that has kidney disease? But they're getting closer because there's so much high protein diets now. They've begun to look at people on keto and carnivore diet and the kidneys. But what I do know is magnesium is involved in the whole renin-angiotensin aldosterone system. It regulates the blood pressure, modulating vascular tone and reactivity, acting as a calcium antagonist, acts on endothelial function, vascular remodeling and stiffness, catecholamine release. So, to my mind, whatever a high protein diet is going to do to the kidneys, magnesium will help it. And if you have magnesium deficiency, that's related to low grade inflammation, oxidative stress, insulin resistance, and metabolic syndrome. So, I think they're just sort of making guesses about high protein diet in the kidneys because they make guesses about all magnesium, high magnesium is going to be bad on the kidneys, but it actually makes kidney disease worse. So, you know, maybe just do a little Googling around about the recent research on protein diet in the kidneys. And also look at magnesium. You can read the chapter in my Magnesium Miracle book about the kidneys. And also look at the B vitamins. The Bs are very important for digesting our foods, protein, carbs, and sugars. So if you've got the right building blocks to digest your foods properly, then you don't create these problems down the road. The last question, what's the best treatment for varicose veins on legs, spider veins, as well as big twisted gnarly ones that recently have become painful? Yes, this is a difficult one. Up in Canada, in Toronto, there was a clinic that did vein injections and were doing quite a good job, but I don't have any nutritional way around these pressure veins. Let me see if I can remember the name of the vein treatment. The doctor that did it was Guillain-Lanc Toll. So maybe if I look up Guillain-Lanc Toll, and she became a bit radical and was censured, anti the drugs and everything. Poor woman. Vein therapy, Guillain. Because maybe there are people who are still doing her work. Yorkville Vein Clinic, preceded by Guillain-Lanc Toll, founded 40 years ago.
Oh, that's
And
great.
was it sclerotherapy, something like that? So you can look up that name, Guillain-Lanc Toll, and see if there's anybody continuing her work of vein injections. I mean, what they would do is they'd push back your vein, come to a valve, and then inject saline or even vitamin C in that area and kind of shut down the vein so that it wouldn't fill. Otherwise, for gnarly veins, it's surgery. And that's stripping your veins is really quite a difficult, painful surgery, as I understand it. As for spider veins and all, I haven't been able to find anything. I've got a few of them. If anybody knows, let me know. Let me know.
There you go.
Oh, look, I have to say this one. I have
Okay.
to say this one. Mercola put out some more clickbait. His articles are just clickbait. He says, the deep breathing myth, is it actually harming you?
Oh,
Now,
gee.
this is another article that serves as as confusing clickbait. I'm sure I've read Mercola articles promoting deep breathing techniques. But now this article says, contrary to popular belief, deep breathing often does more harm than good,
Oh my
decreasing
Lord.
blood flow to your brain and even tightening blood vessels. So if you're belly breathing, deep breathing, or doing buteyko breathing, BUTEYKO breathing, it may be triggering a wide variety of unwanted symptoms. Buteyko breathing was quite a fad a few years ago. I'm saying this. And online, it still has a huge presence. So, I mean, it's like they're saying, stop breathing, it's bad for you. But what some of the deep breathing exercises are saying now, just to get, I don't know, to get followers or something, or to act like they have this new thing, they're telling people to hold their breath for minutes at a time. And oh, that'll do all kinds of wonderful things. And it won't. It really will not. That's where, when they say decreases blood flow to your brain and even tightens your blood vessels. So everything in moderation is what is a theme here. Do not, and when you see a headline like that, don't get pulled into it. Don't think, oh my gosh. And look, Ginny, we haven't even done the blog of the week.
I know. Yeah. I'm not upset or anything. And far be it from me to suggest we need a 2-hour radio show or even 90 minutes. But you decide what you'd like to do. Do you want to go over the blog of the week before we wrap it up?
I can do that. Let me see if I can find it. Because it's a part one. Part two will come next week, and maybe, we'll do it in more detail. But this is another one of my, kind of rants where I find something that people are using again as clickbait, where they're they're saying, oh, you know, it's too much copper, and oh, it's too much histamine, and you should avoid it, and getting people all worked up about everything in their world. And with the copper toxicity, I have written about this because copper is so important. And I had to really get this information out there when I put copper in with the zinc. And the reason I did it is because when people use high dose copper, they dump zinc. Sorry. When people use high dose zinc, they dump copper. And copper is so important. But back in the 70s, when I was, you know, doing my naturopathic, after med school, I did my naturopathic training. It was all about Dr. Carl Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer, setting the naturopathic community on its ear when he identified the scourge of copper toxicity. And at that time, you know, it was coming from water pipes, IUDs, fungicides, contaminating water supplies, and copper compounds jam up. See, I can't talk after an hour, Ginny. My body shuts down. I'm used to I'm and I it's the same way if I ever get on the phone with people. I don't talk with people on the phone because I used to do telephone consultations and they'd be an hour. And after an hour, I would just that was it. Anyway, even though we did have a 2-hour radio show years ago, copper compounds jam up copper receptor sites and cause toxicity and copper deficiency at the same time. The solution is to use bioavailable copper as picometer-sized stabilized ions. Stabilized copper ions will displace toxic copper compounds, eliminating them and their negative effects. So there. And then I talk in the article. You can see it at drcarolindean.com. Right at the bottom is our list of current articles, blogs. Ginny likes to call them blogs. And then I talk about the iron copper connection, which is very important. Go into histamine, the whole histamine production when the body is trying to protect us against parasites, viruses, and bacteria. And histamine intolerance is an increasing problem in chronically ill individuals. It occurs when there's an overgrowth of bacteria that encourages basophils to overproduce histamine. Two ways to control histamine without having to avoid all histamine foods. Magnesium is a natural antihistamine. Also, basophil function can be balanced with picometer silver because silver ions attach to white blood cell membranes and help fight infection. So then I go to oxalates. We've had a few customers complain of oxalate sensitivity and ask what can be done about it. We know from clinical studies that increasing the intake of magnesium to bind oxalate in the gut can decrease oxalate absorption. We also know that magnesium can help bind oxalates to help prevent oxalate kidney stones. And you'll see calcium oxalate kidney stones, that should be. And customers have reported that taking picometer magnesium has reduced their sensitivity to foods high in oxalates. And then there's lectins. And I won't say much, but then I do. I won't say much about lectins other than it turns out that eating foods with a high amount of active lectins is rare. One reason is that lectins are most potent in their raw state, and foods containing them are not typically eaten raw. Cooking, especially boiling or stewing and soaking in water for several hours, can inactivate most lectins. And next week I'll be getting into, you know, the what is it, Stephen Gundry, surgeon apparently, who's making a huge production about lectins and how that's the road to health is avoiding lectins, and really you just cook your foods. I am minimizing the problem. You know, there are some percentage of people who can't eat any lectins and they benefit from his what he says, but I'll go into it more next week. So that's today's blog. Okay, Ginny, we done?
We did it. That was very good. That's very good. So did you say it binds calcium in the gut?
Oxalates bind calcium, and then those calcium oxalate crystals can create stones in the kidneys. Yeah, I think I was dancing around my words there and having blurred vision. I forgot to put my glasses on. You know, my eyes are so much better. I don't even wear my glasses at my computer much anymore.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. Ooh. All the minerals. Yeah.
So thank you, everybody. Appreciate you being here. And let me see how many topics we got to today. Three.
We got to the most important ones.
And I want to see the lever on the purchase of magnesium, the missing link to total health, go way up. I want to see what do they call them, testimonials or book reviews or whatever. We have to get more people learning about magnesium, the missing link to total health.
Very good. Very good. Yes, it will all happen. Everybody's doing so great. Rachel, so many people sent care to you for your loss. We have such a sweet audience. So thank you, everybody who made such a beautiful comment. And we'll be back next week, right, Rachel?
Yes, we will. We'll be right back next week. Same time, same channel. You know,
Thanks, Rachel. You take care of yourself and take more minerals, because when you're under stress, you need to take more loving minerals, okay?
Will do, Doctor. Of course. Thank you very much. Thanks for all the good vibes. I appreciate it.
Oh. All right, everybody. We'll talk soon. See you next week.
Aloha.
Bye.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the Doctor of the Future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.